I will see those responsible for the carnage torn from their places and exiled. Or killed if they don't go quietly.
Fire raged in his eyes and his voice, but it was something behind it that captured my attention. Pain. Roger was the ultimate alpha. He looked after his people to the fullest extent, at times sacrificing his own well-being for theirs. If he could stuff his down, surely I could do the same. I nodded.
Then we understand each other.
Roger opened his thoughts to me.
We do.
He downed the rest of his drink, pulled a wad of cash from his pocket, and leafed $200 bills from the top. He set them on the bar, knocking on the wood.
Open the bar for the regulars until that runs out. Reagan, natural dual mage.
He turned and walked out the door.
I still want a title. A cool one.
That guy makes me nervous.
He makes everyone nervous. I think that's part of his job description.
He just manipulated you. You know that, right?
No, he didn't. He made good points.
He just handled you like a child. They're all worried you're going to fly off the handle and go on a killing rampage with the elves. Cahal made a painting of what you looked like after they got through with you. He's not the type to lie.
Cahal would know. He'd gone to the underworld with me, and I wasn't so sure I would have made it back without him. After a few days of recouping with us at Roger's super secret ranch, he drifted off into the world like the shadow he was. He hadn't said goodbye, or if we'd ever see him again. One day, he was just gone. Our dragons were still at Roger's super secret place, enjoying the new world and the limitless sky. We'd see them again soon, because there was no way we were rolling into any kind of battle situation without them.
Wait, Cahal paints?
Penny looked at me with her large, solemn eyes.
I shouldn't have let you sacrifice yourself. I should have been there with you.
They would have killed you outright. You wouldn't have been there with me for long. But seriously, Cahal paints?
I keep having nightmares, seeing you in the elves' castle, surrounded. I keep seeing the look on your face when you pushed us ahead of you in the underworld. It's killing me, what they did to you. And I just walked away.
Good God, Penny, this is a little much for a Tuesday evening. Drink up, have a hurricane, I'll join you.
I was supposed to rescue you, and instead you had to rescue me again. I'm nothing but dead weight.
And now we got to the real reason Penny was having a hard time. She was hurting. She was probably scared for the future, too. Maybe we all were.